Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your official handicapped host, James Cox. And I have another great interview today. His name is Andy Gessner. Did I say that right?
Correct.
I usually get that wrong, so I got to ask you.
No, you did great.
All right. Today, we are excited to welcome Andy Gessner, the founder of Hip Video Promo. Andy spent over 20 years helping music videos from both new and famous artists, reaching millions and millions of viewers worldwide. He knows exactly what makes a video stand out and how to get it seen. Let's give a warm welcome to Andy Gessner. Andy, what's going on, brother?
It's just an absolute pleasure to be on the program. And I'm happy to see you today, James.
It is, yeah. It's so great to see you because I'm very interested in what you do, but before we talk about that, we want to learn about you. Where are you calling from right now? Because I know before you said you were in the office. I understand that's a Hip Video Promo office.
Yes, okay. I am here at Hip Video Promo Headquarters in the Great Garden State.
Okay, nice.
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
And we're less than 3 weeks away from the beginning of spring.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of us gardeners, it's a very exciting time. You can feel the adrenaline pumping. The crocuses have actually made an appearance. So I guess we're underway.
There you go, Brad. Yeah, it's always great to see seasons change, because I love the cold weather, you know, because I like wearing my jackets. But I cannot wait until October, you know, the fall when the leaves change in and everything. It's such a beautiful thing. And I'm thinking about going to Nashville in October, because that's, I mean, I hear Nashville is awesome there in the fall season. So, and I do have a few friends that live in New Jersey. So, yeah, one's a musician and the other one's like been a good friend of mine for years. So, yeah, New Jersey treats me really, really well, you know. So let's learn more about you though, okay? So I got a few questions and then we'll get to your whole career.
Okay.
If I said, okay, so when you step into a music store, okay, your average music store, right, and look around, do you often wonder, I don't know anything about music, because there's miles and miles, when I go to my store, there's like fields and fields of like music, like memorabilia and CDs. And do you ever just sit back and like, I don't know anything about music anymore? You know, it's so like vast.
It's quite the overwhelming undertaking to keep up on everything happening. There are so many different vibrations going so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And how far the music store has come. Back in the day, it was much different.
Yeah.
But I really only know how to play two instruments, James. One is the electric bass guitar.
Okay.
That is my chosen instrument.
It's your go-to, right? Yeah.
And harmonica.
Really?
I've never learned how to read music. I've always been intimidated by it. It seems like too much hard work. But no, if my job is to know about music, I'm a voracious consumer.
Right.
So if I've been rocking and rolling, my first musical show was in 1980.
I love the 80s. Love the 80s. Yes.
1980 yes. All the way through.
Yeah.
And then in the year 2000, age of 39, figured I should. It's like the big guy says, if you can't do, teach. So here we are, Hip Video Promo. We do the heavy lifting. If it's 20% the great music you make.
Right.
It is 80% the marketing you implement.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think that music stores have come a long way too, especially the ones that are still here. Because you've had like Western Maxis and Suncoast like all vanish. It's these mom and pop stores that keep it going, you know? A lot of people aren't interested in the digital era. You know, they're more interested in the physical media. You know, something you can grab and touch on to. You know, like CD, like cassettes. You know, I still love these cassettes. You know, I was in the store today and I just like I don't know anything about music anymore. I mean, there's miles and miles of stuff that I haven't even you know fathomed about listening to. Do you know? So yeah. It's interesting, you know, but you know who's to say that you know record stores will come back in a full force, you know. Maybe we'll hopefully see that one day, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, So yeah, so let's get right to it. Okay, so you formed Hip Video Promo in the year 2020, just as you said. You spent over 20 years helping artists get their video seen. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm very interested in learning everything there is to know about it, or as much as you can tell me. Like, do you have any say in? I know you don't have any say in the way it's produced and directed, you know. But what I think that you do, and correct me if I'm wrong, the artist come to you with the video in hand, and says, "Can you please help me get this out to where it can be seen by the masses of people?" Am I correct?
That is true.
Nice. Yes, I got it.
100%.
Nice.
And, it was really from day one a scenario where, as the person in charge, I have to make the determination that the visual content presented to my team and I was a great first impression for them, whether it was a rock band or a singer-songwriter or urban hip hop artist, or electronic dance music DJ.
Yeah.
Because the visual content now more than ever, it's your most potent and powerful piece of marketing currency. It really is the cornerstone of your artist identity. Nowadays, James, people listen with their eyes. So you can eschew it and say, well, the video doesn't matter. But at this point, I think it's safe to say if you approach your musical journey in that kind of mindset, it's going to suck to be you. You really need to have visual content. And it's become even more clear now that everything that you consume has some kind of visual content that is a part of it. So what might have only been television 24 years ago, and of course the content providers, it's no mistake that you're seeing music videos when you go to the shopping mall and the department store, Foot Locker, fitness center, cruise ship, bowling alley, airport, box store, Hot Topic. So, Harley Davidson dealerships. For us, we had to stay up on it. Like when all the music websites and blogs started coming on board in the middle of the double zeros, we immediately started reaching out and said, "Hey, if you can support visual content, we got some good stuff." And so building those relationships by actually presenting great videos, awesome content. I mean, as you well know, you can poke at it, you can rub it, but you can't polish a turd. So when a potential client comes with a video that isn't a good first impression, I would be doing the wrong thing if I fibbed to them and told them that it was. So that doesn't help the potential client. Certainly doesn't help our reputation, since we want to be known for being the first person to send out a Death Cab for Cutie video, or the first 30 Seconds to Mars, or first Maroon 5 video, the first Paramore video. See ya, brand new Lumineers. I can't believe that was 2012, James.
I know, right? That's been a while. Right, yeah. Because I'm 45, but I'm thinking back, I'm like, damn, that was like so many years ago, man, you know? But that was such good music at the time, you know? We had a vast array of different genres, you know, back then, you know? But now it's just kind of bland and not very well produced anymore, you know. But yeah, I was going to ask you, going off of that, because you work with Maroon 5, Johnny Cash, the Lumineers, Sia, you know. So I was going to ask you about that same thing that you just said, right? Has any major artist brought you their video and you can say, yes, I'm going to make it big, you know? But I think you just answered that with, you know, you can touch a turd, you can eat them, but you can't polish it, you know?
That's true.
Well, so I guess you just answered my question right there, you know? Because in your I researched you and you say all the time that quality is better than quantity, you know?
Definitely.
And I used to believe that quantity was better than quality because I used to go all to all these festivals, you know. This person's gonna be there. All these people are gonna be there. It's gonna be a great show. But when I got there, you know, it was dog crap, you know. So yes, my quality is better than quantity now. Yeah, I do realize that now. Yeah. Yeah. So.
So what's beautiful is as we continued onward, I'm the one man sales crew, James, so I speak to every client. And it was about a dozen years ago that people were asking me if they knew anybody who could help with the social media marketing. So we began helping our clients in 2013. Then a lot of people ask us, who can I get to make a lyric video or shoot a music video? So we started Hip Video Productions. So it's true. We don't only promote music videos, but we make them too. So that with the YouTube playlist pitching and the Spotify playlist pitching. Let's face it, for a lot of these up and coming artists, if it's dressed in overalls and it looks like work, chances are they're not going to do it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's good to have trusted professionals in your corner.
It is, and it's a lot better to have people tell the truth than lying to the person, you know.
True.
Because I think that's half of the relationship right there, you know. Because if you're not honest with the client, you're not being honest with yourself and your business, you know. Because their business can fall back if you give them bad advice, you know. Some of my I think my motto and your motto is the same thing. Always be honest with yourself and others, you know, because that's what makes a brand bigger and stronger, you know.
It's true.
So yeah. Now that you said that you are, you said that you are making videos also, correct? Okay, so when it happens, when an artist comes to you and has no ideas, do you listen to, like how do you form a video the way they want it to? Do you listen to their music first and then say, oh, okay, well, I got an idea for the song. This is what we got to, this is my idea. What do you think? And then go off of that, or do you do something totally around the bush?
Sometimes a potential client will reach out with a song, and the song is outstanding. The question is, Andy, what should we do? I have a limited budget. So, if you go to Hip Video Productions, we've made dozens of lyric videos. Now, these are not like the lyric videos you can get on
YouTube or
Fiverr
something, yeah.
for $275.
Right.
Your visual content is basically the anchor promotional store of your shopping mall. It's like super important. So a lyric video should capture the essence. Now, a lot of clients will release a lyric video a couple weeks before an official music video. But that lyric video still has to do what it's intended to, and that's to get people to the big party. Big party is coming here, and it's always about drawing attention to yourself. So we ask for the lyrics, and we listen here all together. We listen. And we found to do the pie in the sky, in other words, reach for the stars, keep your feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars.
There you go.
And we talk about what it sounds like, what it feels like, what is going on. It's like close your eyes and put the headphones on and just listen. And you just try to picture, what do you see? What are the images? It's great because, unlike promo, well, on just you're promoting someone else's art. One of the greatest joys of being in a musical group was the collaboration and the creation process. So being involved is really terrific because I miss that kind of creative release. So the idea is that you want a lyric video that's going to make the viewer do a couple things. One is obviously anticipate the upcoming official music video.
Right.
The other thing is that it actually teaches you the lyrics to the song. It's the human synapses in your brain that encourage your brain. If you start reading something, to continue to the end. That's so you want to get people right from the get-go. You got to hook them to cook them.
Right.
So I tell clients, you know, it's like Tom Petty said, don't bore us, get to the chorus. So for us, we're trying to get that viewer past the potential point of them clicking off of it.
Right.
So the lyrics and the time spent with my team, just like thinking pie in the sky, but then being realistic. With all that, we go and talk to the client who's done the exact same thing.
Right.
Yeah. As we tell them, just close your eyes, listen to the song. What the hell do you see? Quite often, what they envision is the exact same thing we envision.
That's and always good. Yeah.
Then we get to work.
There you go.
We don't do the whole thing. We give them like 45 seconds. Say, okay, this is the direction we're going in. And most often, they're like, this is great. Onward ho.
Right, yeah. I guess quite a, like, not, I guess it's very rare for artists, like, no, this is the way we want to go. Can we do this instead, right? Or, you know, because most time it works out, you know, for you, right?
Well, it's the truth, and the truth has a certain ring to it, James.
It does.
Failure to plan is like planning to fail. We could just make something and send it, but we take the time ahead of time to, like, actually, you know, war game it, as you might say.
Right.
Yeah. Because you want a great result.
Right. Yeah.
You want to win.
That's like, no one wants to lose, right? Yeah. Everybody wants to win, you know, which is great. Yeah, exactly. So since your A condition about 2000, year 2000, you've promoted over 4,800 music videos so far, right? So when the video is done and when you're all wrapped up with the video, okay, you have to, pitch it to major labels, right?
So you work with Sony, Universal, Warner Music Group, okay? So what is the best way how to pitch it to like a company that big? Because I know you made friends in industries, you know. So you can say, I have a video, and you're like, okay, cool, you know. But when you first started doing this by yourself, how did you pitch it to companies so that they'll be able to play, you know, the artist's video?
Well, to clarify, we have since day one pitched our clients' music videos to decision makers, gatekeepers at visual content exposure opportunity. So places like MTV and BET and certainly CMT, yes. Music Choice, Stingray Music in Canada, used to be Much Music. These are outlets that we have presented our clients' music videos to since our inception in October of 2000. At that time, the content providers were already out there. These are companies like Promo Only and Mood Media, Clubcom. They provide, for instance, Clubcom. They are in Pittsburgh. They provide all the video content to your New York Sports Club and your LA Fitness and your Retro Fitness and your Workout World, because people want entertainment. It's all about the customer experience. So for us, it's decision makers and gatekeepers. It is not pitching to big record labels. That would be an A&R person. But there have been instances we're working with a client and a person I'm working with at a record label would reach out and say, hey, I see you're working with this artist. Can you tell us more about? Yeah, so I will say I'm just blessed to be on this playing field. Being a man in the arena, it'll be 25 years, October 26th. And this is a rough and tumble world.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's not on your side, but most times it is, you know. Because I spoke with a musician and he said there's more good people here on earth than there is bad, you know, and I strongly believe that, sure, you know. No, so yeah, the media will lead you to believe that there's more evil in the, out here, but it's not. It's really, really not. And I do apologize if you answer this question over and over and over again, you know. But for people who want to be in this business and get started, what did you do way back when in 2000 to start up this video production? Because I know it's hard beginning to start a business for anything and all, you know. But for people who want to endure in this career that you are in, do you have any like major like advices on what you would do, what items do you need to buy to go forward to make this dream a reality for them?
You know, there is no one size fit all.
Oh yeah, yeah.
How things happen, you just have to trust in the big guy above and just say, okay,
yes,
guide me towards something that's going to keep a roof over my head. And if I had been a wildcat oil prospector in the 80s and 90s, every oil well I dug came up a dud. So with this venture, there were a lot of raised eyebrows, a lot of just, I guess he doesn't get it. It's just the most difficult industry.
I've been there too. Yeah.
So for me, it was almost as if I had to prove myself. And you got to do the things your competition aren't willing to do. Going on tour, visiting the programmers, or going to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, or making sure you make a true human connection with people. You know, when they call you up and they say they want to see the Shins in Phoenix, they're coming a week from next Tuesday, you know, you get them on the guest list. You know, when we promoted the Johnny Cash Hurt video in 2003, James, he was set to perform at the MTV Music Awards that year. He sadly passed away 10 days before the broadcast. But we had all our programmers getting stoked to meet the man. The man, the iconic man in black. We all loved him. And, you know, getting to be a part of something as iconic as the Johnny Cash Hurt video that has just moved so many people within the human family. Because, yes, you know, it's a short dance in the sun. We all get to a place in our life journey where you have to somehow do a fitting tribute to all that you've accomplished. And that video, you know, almost didn't get promoted because the record label was concerned with how frail and weak Johnny looked, and also concerned that it was an odd choice of a song with a Nine Inch Nails, not Johnny's normal
repertoire. Okay, so can we please talk about Johnny Cash for a little bit more? Because I love the guy, you know. My mom said that I saw him live back when I was 4 or 5. I don't remember that, but she says I saw him. So, like, so I can officially say I saw Johnny Cash, but I don't remember that because I was, you know, 4 years old in my stroller, just looking around. I'm like, okay, where does this go? You know, but okay. So did you like direct a video too, or did you get it from him and he needed it? Needed you to promote it for him?
Okay. 2000, then 2001, we had September 11th, 2001. Yeah. 2002 was very difficult. James wasn't sure we'd get past the pain point, but I was being pleasantly persistent, reaching out, just calling the record labels, just saying, hey, I'm a video guy and I love your label and the band's on it. And you always kind of know who the bands are and you do the chit-chat and you try to make friends. Sometimes it's an assistant or a secretary or an underling. Lost Highway Records was on that list. I mean, this is back when you made phone calls.
Yes, not email now, right? Yeah. Today we're emailing, like text them. Yeah, yeah.
No texting.
Not back then. Yeah.
So anyway, so it was literally February of 2003. I get the call. They say they have this video, not sure what to do with it. And of course, when I asked who it was and they said who it was, my jaw hit the floor. But then they shared with me their concern. James, at the end of the call, they said this. They said, we have a VHS tape here. I'll pop it in the overnight. You'll have it tomorrow. Once you and your team have watched it, give me a call back. That's how long ago it was. Popping a VHS in overnight.
Right.
Do you imagine? That's February of 2003. Yep.
Wow.
And yeah. We watched it, and we were very grateful to have the opportunity before anyone else. And yeah, the rest is history. That video answered the conundrum. You know, how is anyone going to hire you if you haven't worked any great, memorable videos? But how do you promote any great, memorable videos if nobody's going to hire you?
Exactly.
So that Johnny Cash Hurt video opened up the doors to just has been the greatest blessing any guy could ask. I sit on this couch and I get to talk with people about the thing I love, music, and I get to talk to you, man. This is great.
This is great. This is great. This was awesome. Yeah, because, so I think that video is the greatest video of them all, you know. Because that song, the way the video was shot, really explained what he was saying in the song, even though it was a Trent Reznor Nine Inch Nails song. But that song totally encapsulated his life and what he went through. And you can feel it, see it in the video. So much so that I think that Trent Reznor doesn't want to play that song anymore because that's Johnny's song now. You know, I think he gave it to him, didn't he? Or something like that.
Yeah. He was like your mom, big fan.
Yeah.
He was the everyman.
Yes.
He was your neighbor. He was the champion of the downtrodden. He cared and he had empathy. And I remember his show. Yeah. I was there. I loved him. Yeah. He had a TV show. And he had a couple guest appearances on Columbo, Peter Falk.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
90-minute TV show on NBC. Johnny Cash played the bad guy, the badass, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, Man in Black, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Just incredible. And I try to tell my clients, you want to be human. You want to show your vulnerabilities. And that guy had the testicular fortitude.
Yes.
Like, you know what? I'm not doing well, but I'm not afraid to show the world that I'm here and I'm still singing.
Yeah.
I'm still plunking away at the piano and I still have a breath every morning, so let's do it. That was his approach to everything. The guy was a badass.
Yeah. He's a fantastic dude, yeah. And I still watch Walk the Line, the Joaquin Phoenix movie, and I still love it to this day, you know.
Remarkable.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time. So moving on, though, can you share a moment or experience that unexpectedly changed the way you view the role of visual storytelling in music? You know, was there one story that really stood out to you?
Sure, there's been so many videos that are just absolutely instantly memorable. We have to really just scour over literally thousands of videos that have made an impact. Perhaps something like a Johnny Cash video, because we promoted more than one after his passing. Posthumously, we promoted a couple more videos, but I think the best story ever told in 24 and a half years, Basement Jack's Where's Your Head At?
Mm.
Oh my God. Yes, this was
Missouri,
early
right?
on, and
Yeah.
it was a horror film of a music video. If you're viewing this transmission, just look up Basement Jack's
Yeah.
Where's Your Head At.
Waves her head at me, yeah.
It's this British like A&R guy. He's been summoned out to see some kind of new musical group out in the bowels of London. And he walks into what seems like a pseudo mental ward slash laboratory for experimental exploitation. And the doctors try to explain to him what they got. It looks kind of hokey that they got some monkeys that play instruments. And they put him into this room inside this kind of encased section. And the monkeys get up and they start playing the instruments and they start doing the DJ action and are singing with guitars. It's all very spooky. But then by like halfway through the videos, the monkeys start getting curmudgeony and cantankerous and they start going out of control. And it's just this horror movie of a video. And it's all done in like 3 minutes and 40 seconds. And you get done watching, and it's so gripping that you have no other visceral urge than to just hit play again. So that's my example for
There
tonight.
you go.
Tomorrow, I
Yeah.
probably have a different example.
Okay, right. Yeah, it's always changing day to day. Yeah. All right. So I do have a couple more questions for you, and I'll let you go. So with new trends and new technologies, and music video, what do you think that is? Hold on, let me see if I can get it right. Are there any trends or technologies in music video, of course, that you believe are under discussed or could be refined about how you measure success in the field?
Yes, I think with all these new technologies, there's a lot said to be making that visceral human connection. It seems like there's a breakaway from what would be the conversation or the telephone call or the actual, intimate kinds of relationships and encounters that basically molded us growing up. And with visual content, though, there might be an idea to go, okay, I could get something cool AI created. Or you could really tell a wonderful story. They don't all have to be scary like Basement Jack's Where's Your Head
Exactly.
At.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, I don't like scary stuff anyway. Yeah.
Some of the most memorable visuals and music videos I've championed have been those that are with very little or no budget. So, but remember, it all begins with the song. So, I think there's a big disconnect. The kids, the true up and comers, they're very fixated on numbers and views and likes and followers, certainly, comments, wardrobe, costume, hair, makeup, all that. It's you gotta have a great song. You've gotta really put the time and effort into the song craft because you don't want to be wasting your money. And certainly, many ways to enhance it. It's like buying a car. You can soup it up, but you basically want a solid engine. And that begins with the car having a great sound, a great hook, a great beat. Yeah.
Here's okay. So speaking of technology is great now because back when 2000 you couldn't get the things that you could get now. Now, with AI on the surface, and I think I know the answer that you're going to give me, but I would just want to know for you, for 100% proof, do you or have you ever used AI in the videos that you produce, or have it, or have you not? Because I understand the essence of AI being in videos and everything, you know, to make it easier and faster for everybody to come out with it faster. But a lot of people can tell whether it's genuine or AI, because AI is almost there, but not there yet. You can tell that it's AI produced, right? Mm-hmm. So my question, obviously, to you is, have you ever used AI? And if you have, where was it, like, used for, you know?
Mm-hmm. I am concerned that when I Google something, mm-hmm. I'm looking something up, that at the top of my search, there is an AI overview. Mm-hmm. The A stands for artificial. Mm-hmm. Me no likey.
No, right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. So no, you have not used AI. It's all like genuine people and objects and perfect. Yeah.
A lot of stuff is getting faked.
Yes. Yep. And a lot of people are totally upset about it too. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I don't know.
Let's go back to the good old days.
I know, right? Let's go back to the 80s, you know, or early 90s, you know, because I think that the 80s had the best metal music, had the best pop music, had the best rock music.
It did.
Yes. I think totally, you know, yeah. So I don't think AI can create anything that humans can't come up with, because as I said before, fans can tell whether it's AI or it's not genuine or it's genuine, you know, because nobody can replicate Eddie Van Halen playing. Come on now, you know, not even AI can do that, you know.
I am reminded of being a precocious 7-year-old,
right,
watching a show called The Man from U.N.C.L.E. with my brother.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was like 14, he was totally into it. The principals of the show were fighting Thrush.
Yes, right.
I mean, this is 1967, right?
Right.
So they're fighting Thrush. So I asked my brother's like, what does Thrush stand for? And he'd give me that look, he'd say, it's the technological hierarchy for the removal of undesirables and the subjugation of humanity.
Mm.
And, you know, he'd give me that, like,
yeah, like, wow. Give me that stern look, so, right? You're like, yeah.
So it's like this, you know, the first two words stuck with me, technological hierarchy.
Yeah.
It's scary, James.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but hopefully we won't, you know, hopefully AI won't take over until, like, I don't know, or I'm dead, you know, but who knows? Yeah. But hopefully not, because I don't want to get killed by robots, you know?
No,
I don't
know. Exactly.
Right, yeah. I don't think anybody wants to get killed by robots, you know? So, Terminator's not too far off the real path, you know, but I do have two questions for you, and I think these are going to be very interesting, because these are going to be the hardest questions I've asked for you tonight.
Okay.
So usually I ask the musicians that come on, their Mount Rushmore of four major artists or albums, but today I'm going to take that back and ask you, what are the four the most four music videos that you really, really love. It could be videos you produced or videos that you watched from way back when, since you were a kid. You got four of them. Which one would it be? Music videos.
Okay, I would say I got to meet the Blind Boys of Alabama. This was about two decades ago. They did a cover of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground. Absolutely loved that video. The Chemical Brothers, The Salmon Dance. The Fish in that video totally freaked me out. I love them. One of my favorite videos of all time. I will say I like the Ron Brunk. If you want a big pick-me-up, go check out Be Somebody. And right now we're working with Freakstar. And Bulletproof. These are my new friends.
Okay.
Sharon and Hutch. They are located in the United Kingdom. And we really do. We live in a world completely torn asunder. And there's all these different disparate forces coming at us. And we need to be bulletproof. So there you go.
There you go, yeah. Oh, before you go, I gotta ask you one more question. Well, two more questions. Have you seen Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun video? And if you have, what kind of drugs were they on making that video? That video is so like out there and somewhere. It's like one of the greatest. I just love it. You know, it's weird. It's mystique. It's catchy. You know, I just wanted to know your thoughts on the Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
It was a magical time for music videos. I think we all remember where we were in that moment in time in April of 94. Who would have?
I was in high school, man. High school. My high school days was good with all the music coming out. You know, Nirvana, Soundgarden. So yes.
That was short-lived.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Very, very much. So. I want those years back. You know. Send me back to 1994, man. Just do it right now, you know. Because I've had my best years in like high school, you know, dealing with music and my friends, you know. So, yeah. I've had friends that were alive back then, you know. Because two of my friends aren't here yet, you know. Aren't here anymore. So, yeah, man, I miss faith, you know. Especially with music and just listening to it with friends, you know. It's such a good time, you know. Why can't we go back to those days, you know? It's all about rap and hip-hop and killing, and I don't know. It's all weird now. You know, I don't like it. Yeah. But, One more question, and then we'll definitely let you go. I'm sorry about, you know, keeping you longer than I should. Is there one artist, album, or song that you can listen to right now, but you can't tell me or anybody else how it makes you feel deep inside your soul?
Oh, I would probably pick Less Than Zero. I was a junior in high school. Things were not going well. And I heard that song on the radio. And it seemed so odd and peculiar. Then when the DJ said the guy's name was Elvis Costello, my first thought was, that's the stupidest name I've ever heard. Why name yourself after a legendary guy who just died? But whatever. So I went to the local record store and I bought the record. And that made me want to go out and buy a bass guitar. It just like totally moved me.
There you go, yeah.
It made me quit the football team and the wrestling team and go out and buy a bass guitar. And I disappointed a lot of people. And of course, the parental units are telling me that I don't have much of a future as a rock and roll star. And you're going to be doing naughty things. But I spoke in that Mary Jane.
That's right.
You know, and put it this way, I did not have great support.
Exactly, yeah. Because I'm sure you've heard it, like family and friends won't support you enough, and those strangers will support you wholeheartedly, you know. And I'm saying, I'm starting to realize that now, you know, but, you know. I thank God for my friends, though, you know, because without them, you know, I don't know where I would be, you know, for sure. But, yeah. But, so if everybody goes to hipvideopromo.com,
yes,
you can go to his website and go to who we are. And under that, it says, it has your picture, and it says Music in Rotation, Talking Heads, Velvet Underground, Elvis Costello, like we just discussed, and Gary Wilson. Is that still in rotation, or does it change minute to minute, day to day?
Absolutely.
Okay, you're just leaning in, yeah. Because I'm always finding new artists, you know. I just can't get enough of music, you know. I spend days and days and days just looking for new artists, and I think that you do too, you know.
Yeah.
So, give me four new artists that you can tell me to look up right now, and you know, because like I said, you know, I'm always looking for new artists. Is there any four artists that you can give me to look up?
Sure. One is Milky Chance.
Okay.
They are from Germany. Yes, they are from Germany.
Yeah, I love Germany.
Just this week, look up Susan Akila. She's a violinist. She has played with all the biggest names in the music industry. She just got off a tour with Joe Jackson. Yes.
Okay.
Joe Jackson. I would say you can't go wrong. Any of the Death Cab for Cutie.
No, they're great. Yeah.
We were right there when we began with them with Transatlanticism. And I like the Rocket Summer, Bryce Avery. He's out of Texas. He was 17 in 2003, and we just had the opportunity to work with him just last year.
Oh, good. Cool. All right. Yeah. So, like I said, everybody, go to hipvideopromo.com. You can reach out to Andy Gester. Just go to who we are and click on the reach out to Andy Gester. And then you can discuss on if you want a music video from them, or if you want him to help you promo with a video, because that's what we're here to do. And he's got a great, great crew to work with too. And and they are on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, yes, Spotify, and TikTok. Am I correct with all those?
You are.
Perfect. Yes. All right. So, Andy, we are so honored to have you tonight, and we do want you to come back anytime you want to, okay?
Very good, James. Keep fighting the good fight. You're doing great work. Very, very happy to have been a part of this, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for so much for coming, okay?
All right.
And with that said, everybody, thank you for listening, and always remember, words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.